It starts right now. That's the way I was before. But I can't recall how I was those days anymore. To a podcast, your weekly show for, we don't really know yet, but
yeah,
music and things.
I had to guess about what's happening now, but not really what's happening now, what we like that's happening now.
Your favorite podcast for interior decorating.
It could be interior decorating.
But cool interior decorating. This isn't your grandfather's clock.
It's your clock.
Chandeliers. Sexy or hip?
It could be hip. Why not? Why can't it be hip? Why is interior decorating not cool?
Interior decorating isn't cool because anything you do at your own house isn't cool. Like, you interior decorate something nice just to sort of, like, sit around and masturbate every now and then. Like, we like to pretend like this is because we're, like, elegant and we're gonna have people over, but in reality you're just gonna, like, sit there in your boxers and just
be alone and cold.
Alone, hopefully not cold. Hopefully if you can, like, afford interior decorating, you could afford heating.
Unless you don't have your priorities straight. That is a issue at hand. But I think the thing about...
Everybody has stopped listening. Everybody was like, oh, they're talking about nothing, and then they stopped listening, but
one of the most successful shows have been a show about nothing, with Seinfeld. So why not have a podcast about nothing?
Let's have a podcast about Seinfeld, actually.
This podcast
is going to be two episodes per episode of Seinfeld.
That is intense.
We would have all the fans.
I'd say at least half the fans.
Jerry Seinfeld himself would come on.
We could have coffee with him.
I don't know anything about Seinfeld other than the soup.
You ever seen
that?
He actually has a.
And then everybody just like says like, "Oh, it's about nothing," but I never watch it.
Well, if you actually watch now, he actually has an internet series where he goes out and he, like, gets coffee with other famous comedians. But while they're getting coffee, like, on the way there, he picks them up on, like, some really, really nice car, because he's rich now, obviously. And he, like, shows off the fact that he's rich by, like, driving these antique cars, and then he has this really good...
This guy sounds like such a douchebag. Why is he so...
Well, I mean, I don't think he's a douchebag. I think he has this nice obsession with cars. I guess he likes to show it off.
He shows up in faux fur... Just, like, totally decked out. And
yeah,
like,
get in.
Let's talk about your lame life.
I can't imagine Seinfeld actually, like, picking up a girl at a bar or something.
Hey, I'm from that show Seinfeld! Isn't that how he talks?
No, it's more like a...
I don't think I've actually heard him. I think I've probably only heard impressions of Seinfeld done, so I'm, like, just doing an impression of impressions.
Like, what's the deal with airline food? Like, stuff like that?
I don't even know. But, yeah. Oh, speaking of fur and like being really rich, I had this really good idea yesterday that I want to just like at night and like Ybor or something, just like show up to like legit clubs and just like totally decked out in faux fur,
like a pimp
and like sunglasses, just look like I'm just like ridiculously gaudy rich, and then just try to walk right into the club right past the bouncer and just skip everybody in line, and if they stop me like, whoa, what are you doing? Just like show them pictures of like. Really badly photoshopped pictures of me with various celebrities, like, oh, you're gonna stop me? Here's me with Gary Busey.
Here's me with Jerry Seinfeld. Take that.
Here's me with Muammar Gaddafi.
He's famous.
He's famous.
I feel like that would work.
I feel like he would roll up to a club in faux fur.
I don't see why not.
He seems like the type of person who would do that.
You know what? We are so rude. I'm sorry, anonymous listener on the internet. I forgot to introduce myself in the excitement of this podcast. I am the ever so lovely Stavi Garcia. But you can call me Stavi. We can keep it short. And this, to my left, well, not to your left, but to my left, it is the Zachary Codd.
Yes. He's the one good at menial chores, and I'm the one who's good at rapping. Hit it!
Yeah.
Rugs, carpets, tapestries. Give me some more of those linens, please.
Yeah, I think I could go on the mixtape.
I'm like, there was no beat now, but, like, I'm going to edit in, like, a really, really, really hard-hitting beat right over that.
Do like some Waka Flocka. Some, like, Flockavelli. I want to go hardcore with this. I want your songs to be trap-influenced. Did you know everything in life is trap-influenced?
I didn't know that.
Everything we do in life is trap-influenced.
What if I'm just, like, sitting around, What if I was just playing Rogue Legacy, which I've been doing a lot of recently, sitting, playing Rogue Legacy on my PS4. How is that trap influenced?
Well, with trap songs, a lot of it is about overcoming the odds. Or having a crew, a posse, a clique to overcome the odds with, your homies per se. So when you are playing Rogue Legacy, or whatever it's called, Rogue Legacy, right?
Yeah.
When you're playing that game, and you're with your guild. Is there a guild on Rogue Legacy?
There's not a guild. There's just like...
I never played that game.
Like, it's pretty cool. So, like, it's a roguelike. So every time that you're trying to, like, avenge this person's, like, death in this castle. You're, like, going into this castle. It's the same castle every time, but it's, like, the levels are randomly generated. Like, the same general areas, but it's different. And when you die, you always go back to the beginning. But instead of playing as, like, the same character again, you play as an heir of that character. So then eventually you die like 20 times and you're like the son of the great-great-great-great-grandson of the son you first did. It's pretty cool. But anyways...
So you are but you are, in essence, getting revenge on what happened.
Sure.
So that is very trap influenced.
And the entire soundtrack is trap music, actually. Wow. So I didn't even think of that. It was pretty obviously trap influenced.
Everything in life is trap influenced.
But anyways, we're making a podcast.
We are making a podcast.
Tentative title is Local Singles in Your Area.
Yes, we are Local Singles, and hopefully we're in your area.
We're in your area. You know what? When you think about it, the world is our area.
Exactly.
This is a global community of fellowship
and
brotherhood.
Local singles in your area, looking for a good time. A safe good time, of course. I hope.
So yeah, so why are we making a podcast?
Why are we making a podcast? Well, for me personally... I think it's nice to just talk about things. And, like, being able to be a conversationalist. Being able to, like, talk about any subject that can be brought up. And I don't mean, like, be obnoxious and pretentious, like, oh, I know everything. But, like, at least, I think you should have an opinion on at least one thing you hear. If that makes sense. Like, if you hear about something in the current event, you should at least have your opinion on it. You shouldn't just ignore things, you know? But this podcast, I think, would be about us talking about what we like in current events. So it won't just be... I mean, we could talk about the Palestinian conflict if we want to, but I feel like that's talked about enough, and I feel like that's just too negative for this podcast. We want to make you smile. But what about you, Zach? Why do you want to do this podcast?
Well, it's not like I have a morbid need to be heard or else I feel empty, dude, because that'd be lame, dude. It's like, what a loser.
I mean, that is... that. I mean, I think it's a valid excuse, is a need to be heard. Because, I mean, for me personally, I think that's very important, is to be heard, just to have your opinion heard. And where we live in Llano Lakes, it's kind of hard to find people who actually want to hear your opinion heard, especially with being surrounded by, I want to say we're surrounded by a saturation of rednecks, but it's getting there. It's getting to a saturation of rednecks, which is okay. If you're a redneck, I'm not hating on you. Like, enjoy your culture. But, I mean, I can't really talk about what I want to talk about, which is... cool art rap or philosophy with rednecks.
Yeah, and so with the redneck thing, I sort of had a revelation a little while ago. So I sort of always wondered, like, why do people who, like, families haven't owned farms traditionally, they don't actually live in the wilderness, they're just, like, suburban kids. Like, why are they becoming rednecks? And I think because it's, like, so, like, the whole, like, the conceptual, like, category of white doesn't really mean anything, right? It was just invented as a thing to confer privilege. So essentially, because, like, that term sort of erased all differences between people who were white, it sort of, like, erased a cultural continuity as well. Mm-hmm. So people who are just white, like, we don't really have any sort of culture that unifies us, because we're not unified. We're just, like, a bunch of different people, and we called ourselves this, so we could point at other people and say, they're not this. So, and since there's no real, like, connection to anything in the past there, like, we just sort of, I think redneck is something that... white people have latched onto as some sort of cultural connection.
Not only cultural connection, but I feel like a white person calling themselves redneck is like the closest thing they could have to saying, oh yeah, we're together and we face cultural oppression somehow because we can't wave this flag. we used, I mean, that symbolizes how we oppressed other races, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, that's another thing I never understood, is how people can say that supporting a Confederate flag is actually justifiable and okay. Like, when people say the Confederate flag doesn't represent slavery, I feel like that's a bit of a silly statement to say. I feel like you lose a bit of all credibility saying doesn't symbolize slavery at all. I mean, that's me personally. I don't know about you. When I see a Confederate flag, the first thing I think about is, oh, the South. And then the second thing I think about is Confederates. Third thing is slavery. It's sort of like a totem pole of symbolization that it represents. So I feel like it's a bit ironic that that rednecks use that as a flag. Because I feel like a redneck in itself is somebody who's trying to hold on to a past culture that's being oppressed.
Yeah, for sure. And it's definitely, like, it gets into this creepy, like, white solidarity sort of territory.
Yeah.
But I mean, nobody can get away with saying it's not about slavery. Like, they'll say it's about states' rights, that it was about a state's rights to own people. Like, it's not like the South got together and they decided, let's have this abstract political debate about federalism. It was like, no, we're about to lose a shitload of money.
And we want to have that money.
If we don't have people, and we want to defend this. And, don't wear Confederate flags, people. Anybody listening. But we said we wouldn't get dark. We said we'd be positive. And then we talked about the Confederate flag.
Rednecks just bring up a bit of negativity in me. And I'm sorry, rednecks. You guys are, for the most part... Well, not for the most part. You guys are decent. I appreciate you, rednecks. I appreciate you.
Your trucks are chill, but, like... You guys sort of creep me out.
Like, I mean, rednecks, without rednecks, I wouldn't be who I am today. I mean that with the most sincere feeling I could possibly conjure up about rednecks. I really appreciate you. I don't love you, but I appreciate your existence. I appreciate Land O'Lakes. And we're not the butter, we're the nudist Land O'Lakes, which is just as good as butter. Nudity. I hope. Do you like nudity more than butter?
I don't really like either that much.
Really?
Like, I go to a new college, but, like, I'm not... Where basically everybody, like, if they had the option, just wouldn't wear clothes. But, like, I like clothes. I feel, like, nice and warm. I feel like my, like, appendages aren't gonna get, like, hurt by anything that's just flying around. Like, I don't feel more free when I take off my clothes. We are going nowhere.
I think it's good to talk about our roots. Where we're from is Land O'Lakes, which is known for its rednecks, and it's known for its nudity.
Yeah.
So, sure. For everyone who doesn't know, Land O'Lakes actually has a TLC? Is it on TLC?
I don't know.
It's a TV show about nudists buying real estate in nudist colonies.
Oh, yeah, I heard Land O'Lakes recently.
And, first of all, not everyone in Land O'Lakes is nudist. Let's get that out of the way. But there is this weird population that you don't really see, because they're behind, like, this really gated community.
Yeah,
and
I
think you can only get through if you talk to the guard. Like, it's way more strict to get into than I think it would be to get into normal communities.
Yeah.
And it's really... I mean, it's part of Land O'Lakes, but it's not really talked about that often. Unless we're joking around. Which we're doing now, basically. But Land O'Lakes is known for its nudist colonies, which is why I think it's important to bring it up now. Since we're from Land O'Lakes, why not talk about our roots? Which is nudists and rednecks. I think it's best.
So, like, Trevor, our friend, actually, he got a job as a dishwasher at, like, the restaurant in a nudist colony. So,
really?
Yeah, so if we hang out with him, maybe we can have him on, and he might have some insights. I'm pretty sure, like, I was hanging out with him, and then he got a text from his friend that also works there. They're like, oh, if you show up for work early today, like, 2 p.m., there's a pudding wrestling.
A nudist... pudding wrestling.
Yeah, that's and so
aren't they all old people though? I feel like that would just be completely unpleasant. I would not enjoy watching old people fight in the nude. I would actually. I'm lying.
Stavi, pudding wrestling. It's not about the nudity. It's about the art of the game.
The
art of the wrestle. The athleticism. The form. The beautiful game, as some might call it. No, but nobody calls it that.
I think someone would call it that.
But,
one person in the world has to call pudding wrestling the beautiful game. There has to be a pudding wrestling enthusiast out there.
last semester in college, this a friend of mine, Nick, who he just sort of like talks to everybody and then finds out about weird things, found out that like a strip club near our campus was having jello wrestling one night, and so a group of my friends went to go see it, and they totally lied about it. They were like, jello wrestling, come on in, but like they went in and it was just like a sad, like pretty much empty strip club, like because they didn't go like late at night. It was like I think the sun was still out probably or something, and it was just
you never go to a strip club when the sun is out.
I mean, like, it was setting, like, the sky was purple, but it was just, like, a ploy to get people to walk in.
I just feel like a strip club shouldn't be open when the sun is out. That's just, when I see cars parked outside of a strip club during the day, I feel bad for them. Not for the strippers, because, you know, they're making their money doing the art. The guys who go there during the day. Like, it's bad enough that you're not, you know, having a job to go to, which is hard. It's hard to find a job sometimes. But then you go to a strip club during the day. Like, you have to imagine the state of mind someone has to be in to go to a strip club during the day. I'm almost positive the best girls aren't working during the day. I'm pretty sure they're working at night where they make the most money possible. So when you go during the day, you're getting, with all due respect, strippers out there, the C-listers. And you're going to go there in the middle of the day. Like, that's just weird to me. I can't imagine being in a point of my life where I'm going to wake up and think to myself, nah, I'm not going to go to church there. I'm going to go to strip club. I'm going to go strip club and get a nice little fried chicken and just sit there and watch the strippers and sightsee and people watch at a strip club. That sounds actually pretty beautiful.
Actually, let's go now. Why are we recording a podcast? Let's go to the strip club
podcast at 2 p.m. At a strip club. We should record a podcast at a strip club and then interview people who walk in the middle of the day and ask them where they're at in their life.
Sir, what the fuck are you doing?
What went wrong in your life that you ended up here with us? Please explain to us what happened. And then every guy would just break down crying, and then we would hold them. And I think that would be beautiful. We would find a purpose.
We would get hit. Also, no strip club would allow, like,
no,
two 19-year-olds just to stand by the door or, like berating people who are coming in. Like, that's probably not good for business.
I mean, I feel like if it's during the day, I don't think two 19-year-old kids are going to stop guys from watching strippers if they're going to go in the middle of the day.
If you decided to drive all the way there, like, they'll power through it.
It's like, no, I worked here. My life is already down the street. Let me enjoy my bare nudity.
Like,
I could at least have that.
Like, they wouldn't give a shit. Like, if we set, like, Home Alone traps all along, like, the route to there, like, tar the ground, they wouldn't give a shit. Step on some nails, they'd power through that stuff.
It'll be beautiful.
Crumple up
to watch
Christmas ornaments and throw them on the ground. It's just pure will. So anyways, we're making a podcast, probably called Local Singles in Your Area, and we want it to be fairly positive. And I definitely feel like we want, at least I want to make things that sort of seem kind of lame, and not like lame in the quirky way, just like legitimately, like, this might be lame, like, find what's good in it, what's like hopeful in it, what's human, and try to make some entertainment out of something that we would normally discount, and just examine things a bit more closely.
I think it's good to have social commentary on anything, so I think this podcast, since it is about, there's really no concrete topic that we talk about, so it gives us more of a flexibility to talk about what we really want to talk about. Especially with this pilot episode, we've been all over the place, but it's still been enjoyable, at least for me, maybe not for the listener, to at least talk about these certain subjects. I'm sure when more episodes are made, we will find
find our groove. What is good for us, what topics seem to generate, you know, good listening material.
But for now, I guess what we're talking about is Land O'Lakes and where we come from, so you have a better understanding of why we have our twisted view of reality. Because when you come from Land O'Lakes, you see a lot of shit. A lot of dark shit. Not dark at all. It's pretty nice here. It's very quiet. It's a bit quiet in the sense that it becomes a bit eerie. And I guess you do get bored with yourself and you find things to do, like interior decorate while masturbating. So...
Wow, masturbating?
Wow, like you multitask.
That sounds hazardous.
It does, but it's also very exhilarating.
It's the best way to interior decorate.
It's the only way to, really.
I feel like that's also going to be a show on TLC soon.
Well, what would it be called?
I don't know, but see, like, TLC, like, from what I've seen, they're, like, really obsessed with, like, disorder. Like, don't they have, like, the hoarders thing?
The hoarders, yeah.
So it'll be, like, somebody who, like, compulsively masturbates, but is also trying to be a successful interior designer.
He just invites, like, a family of four, like, the most white family of four possible, and he's just, like, has his hand in his pocket the whole time, just masturbating furiously while he's like
left hand
feng shui.
His left hand is, like, constantly fighting his right, like, when he's... Because, like, they'll have, like, the opening sequence where he's, like, pitching the stuff to the family. And he's, like, in front of him just, like, fighting off his hand, like, really hard as he's trying to be, like...
So, not again.
Your house is really beautiful. Stop it. No. Stop it.
I can't do this again. I'm not doing this again.
Where's your bathroom, man? Where's your bathroom?
He just goes home to, like, a family that is constantly fighting about his furious masturbation.
He fails interior decorating, then just goes to a strip club in the middle of the day.
We're two 90-year-old boys. Document his life,
and
that is a circle.
We've solved the Matrix.
I hope so.
I don't know what happened there.
Is there a Matrix code for masturbating? Because if the Matrix is his own reality, I'm sure they have to get off every now and then. That's a legitimate question to ask.
Okay, you're rude.
I give you a hug.